Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been asked to substitute for Pastor again while he's away on vacation.
牧师不在，我现在履行那个牧师的职务。
So I pray that our time together will be beneficial and will draw us closer to God.
我盼望这会让大家得到益处，让我们更亲近神。
Let's begin with a short word of prayer.
请大家低头，我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, just thank you for the beautiful music that we've used to praise you today.
天父，谢谢你赐给我们这么美好的音乐。
We thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy towards us.
谢谢父，你赐给我们的爱跟怜悯。
The beauty of your love towards us is truly something to behold.
你所给我们的是最美丽的，属于心灵方面。
And we pray that during this time now, you would draw us closer to you as we examine your word together.
今天让我们看你的话语的时候，更能让我们亲近你。
And we pray that your Holy Spirit would guide our thoughts, guide our hearts, and again, that you would lead us ever closer to you.
让你的圣灵来引导我们的心思意念，更让我们接近你。
We just give this following time to your hands and pray that it could be used to bring you the glory.
我们将这个时间完全交到你手中，能够荣耀你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名来求。
Amen. Okay, as it is listed here, our passage for today, at least the one we're going to start with, is in Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 43.
我们今天要看那个经文是《路加福音》二十三章三十二节到四十三节。
Luke 23, verse 32. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said,Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read,This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him.I tell you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise.
这路加福音二十三章二十三十二节这样说，又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方，名叫猪牢地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。”因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁就监国分他的衣服，百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他说，他救了别人，他越是基督神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。兵丁也戏弄他，想前拿醋送给他喝，说，你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。在耶稣椅上有一个牌子，有这个这是犹太人的王，然后同钉的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神么？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相亲，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
In this passage, we see some of the different reactions that people can have to Jesus Christ.
所念的经文里面，我们看到有不同的人对主的反应。
Some do not believe who Jesus says he was.
有一些人不相信耶稣所讲的话。
Some choose to mock him, to make fun of him.
有一些人就讥笑他。
Even the notice put above him, this is the king of the Jews, that was meant to mock him.
甚至在有一个牌子在耶稣的身上，这是犹太人的王，这是很明显的是讥笑他。
The criminal and others challenge Christ, if you're really the Savior, if you're really the Messiah, then save yourself.
官府里面尤其是兵丁也是讥笑他，说他假如是基督，那么你又可以救自己吧。
They don't believe he's the Savior.
他们不相信耶稣基督是救主。
And so they challenge him to prove it.
所以他挑战他，让他证明他是神的儿子。
But there is one here who does believe.
但是呢，他们就说有一个很相信的人。
Even while hanging on a cross, the one criminal understands that Jesus has done nothing wrong.
甚至他被钉十字架的时候，这个强盗，他相信耶稣是没有做任何犯罪的事。
The criminal understands two important things here.
这个强盗能够体验了两件事情。
He understands that he is a sinner, that he deserves the punishment that he is receiving.
他明白到他犯了罪，他应该受到应得的报应。
And he also understands that Jesus does not deserve any punishment.
他也明白到耶稣这个人是不应该受到这种刑罚。
Because Jesus has done nothing wrong.
因为耶稣没有犯任何的罪。
He believes.
他相信。
He has faith in Jesus.
他相信了耶稣。
And as a result, he asks Jesus to remember him when Jesus comes into his kingdom.
这个结果就是，当耶稣的国来临的时候，他要耶稣纪念他。
And Jesus says, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣就对他说，我实在告诉你，今天你要同我在乐园里了。
When I read this passage for the first time before I became a Christian, it really struck me.
在我还没有相信主之前，我看这段经文，他对我的回想是影响是很大。
Because you have to remember that these are not two people or a few people standing around having a conversation. They're hanging on crosses.
这些不是几个人在里面在对话，而是在耶稣基督在里面是被钉十字架。
They're in pain. They're suffering.
这他们都是在流血，他们都是忍受这个痛苦。
And yet, at this moment, for the one criminal, his thoughts are not on his death, but his thoughts are instead on Jesus.
但其中一个强盗，他的思想不是在害怕那个死亡，他的思想是在耶稣的身上。
And Jesus makes him a wonderful promise. He tells him, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣基督给他一个很奇妙的应许，就说今天你要跟我在乐园里面。
And so we see, through the act of faith, in believing in Jesus, this criminal is saved. He will be with Jesus. He will be in paradise.
在这里，因为这个强盗确确实实的信了耶稣基督，所以他被得救了，他可以进这个乐园里面。
I want to take a little time this morning to look at what the Bible has to tell us about this paradise that Jesus refers to.
我要花一些时间跟大家分享一下，就是耶稣基督所讲的乐园。
And the reason is, this is the hope that all of us as believers should have.
这个在我们作为基督徒的，这是一个盼望。
It's very easy for us to get caught up in the cares and the troubles that we have to deal with every single day of our lives.
在我们每天所面对的困扰、困难，或者是关怀里面，我很容易的，我们就是忘记这个。
I think it's a good idea for every once in a while for us to remember what waits for us after this life.
所以在我们人生繁忙之中，我们有时停一下想想看，我们生命结束之后，我们将来的盼望是什么？
What is the paradise that is waiting for us where we will be with God?
那乐园是什么呢？在他的前面等待着我们。
There's a website out on the internet called deathisnotdying.com.
在那个电脑上面一个网址里面是的死亡并不是真正的死。
There's a wonderful testimony there of a woman named Rachel Barkey. She lives in Canada.
有一位妇女的名字 Rachel Barkey， 她住在加拿大，她有很好的一个见证。
She's a wife, she's a mother of two, and she's dying of cancer.
她是作为人妻子，有两个孩子，她是因为有癌症就快要死。
Unless there's a miracle, she's not going to live to see another year.
除非是有神旨，要不然一年之内她就要过身了。
But she is not finishing her life in fear or in anger or in sorrow.
她并不是结束了她生命在那个恐慌悲哀之中。
And the reason for that, as she explains, is because her faith is in Jesus.
她的理由就是她自己解释，她也对她相信耶稣，在耶稣里面有非常大的信心。
And her faith is in the promises that Jesus has given.
她找到这个信心是因为耶稣基督给她那个所给她的应许。
She is looking forward to being in paradise with Jesus.
她是盼望哪一天能够跟主同在乐园里面。
And if you want to see the difference that this belief makes, go to the website and watch her testimony.
假如你知道这个不成全那个信心的话，大家可以到她的网址里面看。
It is remarkable.
这是不可思议的。
But that's the sort of testimony that each one of us can have if we are looking ahead, looking forward to being in paradise with God.
假如我们都往远看，在那个将来有一天我跟主在乐园里的话，那么我们都是往前看。
So again, what do we have to look forward to?
那么这一次的我们往前看什么呢？
Revelation chapter 4, 8 through 11. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
在启示录里面第四章八到十一节这样子说，是物物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神是在是在今在以后永在的全能者，每逢事物将荣耀尊贵感谢归给那坐在宝座上活到永永远远者的时候，那二十四位长老就匍匐在坐宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前说，我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
So one of the pictures we have of this paradise is God being praised and worshipped.
在这个图中，我们就知道神被颂赞。
It says, day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty."
在昼夜不住的一直在讲，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
A reminder that God is not only mighty, not only powerful, but that He is holy, that He is perfect.
这一起提醒我们，神不单是全能的，掌权的，但是他是圣洁的。
We live in a fallen world, so we don't have any pictures of perfection around us to see.
我们在这个迷失的世界里面生活，我们也看不到一个是完全的圣洁的地方。
We try to get close with works of art sometimes, but it's not perfection.
但是我们看了很多的艺术品里面，以为是很好的，但是它也是不完美的。
And in terms of spirituality and morality, we cannot find spiritual or moral perfection here in this life.
在道德的属灵方面，我们一生中也找不到一个完全的。
But God is spiritually perfect.
但是神在属灵方面是完全的。
God is perfectly righteous.
他是完全的公义。
God is perfectly sinless.
他是没罪的。
And so, in heaven, in paradise, they never stop saying that he is holy.
所以在天上，他们永远的赞美，圣哉圣哉。
It's also said that he is who was and is to come.
他也讲到神是实在、今在、以后也是。
There will be constant reminders that God is eternal.
再一次的提醒我们，神是永恒的。
That's a hard idea for us to understand because everything that we know has a beginning.
这个观念对我们是难以理解的，因为我们的观念里面总得有个开始。
And in terms of life, there's also an ending.
在死亡的时候就是结束的时候。
But that's not how it is with God.
但对神来讲，这个不受限制的。
God has always been and he always will be.
神是实在的，或者今在的。
God is eternal and that's very hard for us to understand.
神是永恒的，这个对我们来讲是难以理解的。
But it's another thing that makes him completely different from us or anything in the creation, and is another reason that he needs to be praised.
在这个理由之下呢，他是完全与我们不同的，就是在创造这方面，是他是值得我们赞美。
Then another characteristic of God that's mentioned here is that God is worthy to receive praise because he has created all things, and by his will, they have their being.
这另外一个神的特征是他是值得配得我们是赞美，因为他创造了万物。
The Bible tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God.
圣经里面也告诉我们天上呢这颂赞神的荣耀。
And truly they do because God has created all of it.
这个是值得我们这样子做的，因为神真是创造了万物。
But it can be hard for us to remember that because we live in a culture, we live in a society that constantly tells us that all these things came to be by themselves.
但是我们住在这个社会里面，常常我们就接触的观念上认为这种事情所创造的是他自己创造的。
The universe is an accident. The earth is an accident. Life is an accident. Everything just happened.
就是地球也好，宇宙也好，所有的事情都好，就是偶然的产生的。
There is no God, or if there is one, he didn't create anything.
根本就没有神。假如真是有一位神的话，他也没有创造了任何事情。
That's not the truth.
但是这个不是，这是不对的。
Not only did he create the vast universe and all the beauty in it, but he maintains it.
他不但创造了这个宇宙万物，但是他还要维持这个运作。
There's an old song, he's got the whole world in his hands.
这里有一首诗歌里面的，他说他手上在掌握了整个世界。
But scripture tells us that's literally true.
圣经是告诉我们这是真实的。
It is by the will of God that the earth and us and everything else continues to exist.
同着神的旨意，这个我们全地球的，我们的人类的，一直在存留下来。
If suddenly God stopped existing, we would stop existing.
假如神的不存在，我们也不会存在了。
If God suddenly decided not to maintain all these things, everything would go away.
假如神说，哎，我现在不要维持这个运作下去，我们都会消失。
So we owe not only our beginning to God, but even our existence. To God.
所以不但是从开始之后，我们就 感谢我们的神，现在我们能够活成下来，我们也感谢神。
If we look at all the things around us in nature, we can see the beauty of God's creation and some of the beauty of God.
我们看那个周遭的环境啊，我们就知道神创造的啊美好。
God has created beautiful waterfalls.
神创造了美好那个湖泊。
He has created beautiful oceans and coastlines.
他也创造了美好的那个海洋跟那个海岸线。
He has created beautiful forests and rivers and mountains and trees.
他也创造了美丽的森林跟高耸的山林。
And he's created beautiful things like the Grand Canyon.
大家渡过大峡谷，他也是他创造的。
If you haven't had a chance to see the Grand Canyon yet, I recommend that you do so, especially since you're not too far away from it here.
假如在这当中有还没有探访那个大峡谷的，我是推荐你们要去看的，因为实在是太美。
The very first time I saw it personally, it literally took my breath away.
第一次我看到这个景象的时候，我太惊讶。
It's one of the few things that I've seen that gave me just a little bit of a glimpse, a little picture of how vast, how huge, how mighty God is.
这么一幅图画呢，小小的一幅图画，让我们可以看到小小的神所创造的伟大。
Because as great as the Grand Canyon or other things in the world are, God is greater because He's the one that made them and He's the one that keeps them in existence.
你认为是这个大峡谷是很宏伟？这个世界也很伟大，但是我们的神更伟大，因为是他创造的，他也维持这个运作下去。
And then we think about the wonderful beauty that exists in all the different types of life that God has created.
我们也再来看这个，就是各种生物里面，他们奇妙的生命，我们也觉得称赞称奇。
It's like a great painting done by a wonderful artist.
就好像一幅很美好的。图画是由一个很伟大的一个画家所画成的。
If we see a beautiful work of art, we naturally want to give praise and credit to the artist.
当我们看到这个美好的艺术品的时候，我们就应当要给他赞美，尤其是那个所画这画的人。
That's what we should do when we see all the different types of life that are around us.
这个是我们应该所做的赞美，就是。我们看到我们周围的那种奇妙的生物。
And of course, in addition to all these, God has created things like cute puppy dogs, and of course, you and me.
除了这些以外，神也创造了很有趣的那个小狗，也跟创造了你跟我。
Is it any wonder that the elders are praising God and giving Him glory?All the time.
所以怪不得这四十位长老常常时时刻刻的在神的面前赞美他。
Revelation chapter 5, 8 through 14. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song.You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000.They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down.
在启示录第五章八到十四节里面说，他既拿了书卷，是火物和二十四位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。接香就是众圣徒的祈祷，他们唱新歌，说： 你配拿书卷切开七印，因为你成地沙，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。我要看见且听见宝座与库珀并长老的周围有很多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我有听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。是故物就说阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜。
So clearly, this passage, when it's talking about the Lamb, is talking about Jesus Christ.
这一段经文里面，我们提到羔羊，它其实就提到耶稣基督。
The Lamb who was slain, who was killed for your salvation and my salvation.
这个被杀的羔羊是为了我们的救赎。
We see in paradise that there's praise for God the Father and for God the Son.
在那个天上，他们颂赞的是圣父、圣子。
And clearly, Jesus deserves all of our praise, for He is the Lamb, He is the one who gave His life for you and me.
我们的主是值得我们的敬拜的，因为他是为了我们，他是。在宝座上流了他宝血，只为了我们的救赎。
And again, we see this idea of giving him praise forever.
所以在前面我们有着这个观念，我们是赞美我们的主是永永远远的赞美他。
Colossians 1:15-20, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
在哥罗西书第一章十五到二十节，爱子是那不能看见的神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的。不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为不喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。既然藉着他的在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便藉着他叫万有，以无论是在地上的、天上的，都与自己和好。
So we see here that Scripture is referring to Jesus as also being involved in the creation.
在这段经文里面，我们也清楚看到。主他自己也是跟创造万有里面有关的。
All things were created by him and for him.
就是万物都是为他创造而创造。
And it is also through Jesus that all things hold together.
因为只是主耶稣他自己，使得万有都是紧要而生存的。
So all those characteristics we were talking about before, the beauty of creation.The wonder of it. It's not only God the Father, it's also God the Son, and also God the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个神这个 这个世界万有的时候，这么美好的东西全部都是神创造的，而他的儿子也有份在里面。
And yet, with all that power, Jesus Christ made peace for us through his blood.
纵使他有这么伟大的权能，但是他就为了我们罪，他用他的宝血让我们能够跟神和好。
The scripture said, For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
在那个经文里说，因为父神叫一切丰盛的在他里面居住。
And yet with all that, Jesus willingly gave his life so that we could have peace with God.
纵使是这样子，耶稣基督仍然就是走上十字架上之路，为我们流了血，成就了为了神的缘故，成就了和平。
Without that, we would be at war with God.
假如没有主的话，我们就与神为敌。
He is sinless. He is perfect. We are sinful. We are not perfect.
神是圣洁的，完全无罪的。人是有罪的。
God's desire is to do what's right. Our desire is to do what we think is right for us.
神是行公义的，但是人呢？我们认为做我们该做的事。
Without the blood of Jesus, there would be no peace.
假如没有主所流的血，我们跟神是没有和平的。
And yet with it, there is wonderful peace.
因为主的血，我们跟神能够和好，有和平。
And that's the peace that we'll have in paradise with God.
这个就是将来我们上了乐园以后，我们跟神的关系是永远和平相聚。
So the first principal aspect that we see about paradise is that we'll be praising and worshiping God all the time.
所以将来在我们都在乐园里面，第一个特征的话，我们就是一直在赞美我们的神。
But it won't be because, well, I like how the sanctuary looks.
并不是说因为你说啊，我喜欢是这样子说。
It won't be because, well, I like the praise music.
并不是因为啊，我喜欢音乐，我是一直有这样子赞美。
It won't be because I like the choir.
并不是因为啊，我喜欢这个诗歌班。
There's nothing wrong with those things in and of themselves, especially while we're here on earth.
我们在这地上敬拜的时候，其实都是没错的。
But we have to make sure that they don't distract us, that they don't pull us away from the true object of our worship, who is God.
这些希望都不会引离大家的注意力，是真正的要敬拜我们的神。
What we're doing here is practice. Think of it as a dress rehearsal for what we're going to do when we're together with God in paradise.
我们现在所做的事情只是预备我们只是预演将来我们这乐园里面怎么敬拜我们的神。
There we will be praising and worshiping God forever.
在乐园里面我们是永远的赞美，永远的敬拜我们的神。
But the reason we'll be doing it is because he deserves it.
理由我们为什么这样做呢？是因为他是配得我们这样的颂拜。
And when we are in paradise, we will understand that perfectly.
当我们到乐园的时候，我们完全的明白怎么一回事。
And the desire of our hearts will be to give him the praise and the worship that he deserves.
我们心中的渴望就是能够将赞美、将敬拜献给我们的神。
So that's the first point about what it will be like in paradise.
所以这个在乐园里面，我们第一点是应该要认识清楚。
Revelation 21:1-4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
启示录21:1-4节，我有看见一个新天新地。 因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我要看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰锦旗等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他也要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神又亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、中痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
So God tells us there will be a new Jerusalem coming down from the sky.
在这个经文里面，神告诉我们有一个新天新地从天而降。
And that will be prepared as a bride prepared for her husband.
就于他就预备就是新妇等候丈夫。
We know from other parts of Scripture that the bride of Christ is us, the church, believers in Jesus.
我们从圣经里面得知这个新妇就是教会就是我们。
But this is a beautiful picture of us being together with Jesus.
这是一个非常美好的图片就是我们跟主在一起。
And so one of the best things about paradise is that we will be together with God. We won't be separated anymore.
在乐园里面，我们最好的就是我们与神同在，再没有任何事情与他分开。
That truly will be reason to give praise.
这个是另外一个赞美的理由。
Also, we're told that there will be no more mourning, no more death, no more suffering.
我们在乐园里面不再有眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、中痛、哭号。
This is one of the things that can really distract us while we're living here because there is so much opportunity for pain and suffering.
我们住在这个世界上，刚刚所讲的都会发生在每一个人身上，也将我们的焦点转移了，离开神。
But we look forward to the end of all that in paradise.
但是在乐园里面，我们再也没有这些事情发生在我们身上。
But there's more. 1 Corinthians 15:42-44. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
在哥林多前书15:42-44说，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的，所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体，若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
And then later, verses 51-54. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
接下来的哥林多前书同样的15:51-54，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，你们不是要睡觉，来世都要改变，就在一霎时，转眼之间，号筒末吹响的时候，让号筒要响，使人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的。那时经上所记， 死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
When you get to my age, you start thinking about your body a little more.
当你到我这个年纪的时候，我们就稍微会注意一下我们的身体。
When I was younger, I didn't have to worry about it so much. Didn't have to worry about exercise, eating right, all those things. But now I do.
在年轻的时候，我什么都不管，所有要吃就要吃，也不做运动。
And that's because in this fallen world, our bodies break down. We have physical problems.
这是因为在这个世界上，现在是我们的身体会慢慢会变朽坏的。
We can have bad health, we can have disease. We know many people who are currently suffering with cancer.
我们很有可能都是有不好的健康，也有不同的病痛，尤其是这个世界上癌症的流行。
But the second part of paradise is that.We're promised that there will be no more suffering, no more sadness, and part of that is we will have new immortal bodies.
在这个乐园里面，他是应许我们，我们不要再有眼泪，也不要痛苦，也不要病痛之类。但是更有一样，他应许的就是我们是身体是在永远不会死。
No more worrying about disease, illness, cancer, ill health.
也不用担心我们的健康、癌症啊这一类的事情。
Truly, something to give praise over.
这个我们也，神是值得我们颂赞的。
Revelation 21 verses 22 to 27. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
在启示录二十一章二十二节到二十七节里面说，我未见城内有殿。因主神全能者和羔羊为神的殿，那城内又不用日月光照，因为神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为神的灯，列国又在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城，城门白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜，人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城，凡不洁净的并那行可憎与虚妄之事的，总不得进那城。只要名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。
In the Bible, light is often used as a symbol of goodness.
在圣经里面，光是代表一个良善。
But I believe that with these verses, this is not only talking about the spiritual aspect of being with God, but also that physically.There won't be any other source of light needed because the light will come from God Himself.
在这里面，不但在属灵里面，神代表着光，但是在那边的环境里面，这个光是真正照耀那个城的，因为神的荣耀能够照耀这个城。
We have a few examples of this from Scripture.
我们来看一些例子。
When Moses came down from the mountain, his face was glowing from reflected glory from God.
当摩西要下一个西乃山的时候，他的脸里面发出荣光，是从神里面那边照射而来的。
He had to cover his face so that people could look.
所以他将那个脸遮蔽，所以他的下面的百姓可以看到。
And then one time, Jesus was on the mount with his disciples, and Jesus himself started glowing.
另外一个例子就是耶稣与他的门徒在山上的时候，他这个脸上也是发光，那个门徒也是可以看到。
The light was so bright that the disciples could not look.
一个光是太强了，所以他们都是闭起的眼睛都看不到他。
That's what it'll be like with God. We won't need any other kind of light anymore, including the sun or the moon. God will supply the light.
所以当我们在落雨里面跟神在一起的时候，这个光能够给我们照亮，我们再不需要月亮啊、日头啊、太阳。
And that light will be a constant reminder of His purity, His complete goodness, and the fact that there will be no sin, no evil in His presence.
他这个光在提醒我们，就告诉他，在神里面是无罪的，他是没有犯罪的，而且他是非常之完美的，这是圣洁的。
And if you can imagine, think of living somewhere where there is no more evil, where people don't do what is wrong. They only do what is right. And that truly is paradise.
所以大家想一想，你在一个地方居住的时候，再没有犯罪的，都是很完美，人们再没有做犯罪罪恶的事情的，那个地方就是乐园。
Revelation 7 verses 9 and 10. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
在启示录第七章第九到十节，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
One of the things that I really enjoy about being part of our church is the fact that a lot of us are from different places and different backgrounds.
有一样值得我留恋的哈，就是在我们教会已经我们那个教友都是从各方而来的。
We're a small part of that great multitude of people from all nations, all tribes, all languages.
我们这个教会里面的人是从各方各民族各地方来的。
I think it's great that we're talking about scripture in three different languages just right here this morning.
今天也是很好的，我们所讲的语言有三种，今天就是教会里面有英文，有国语，也有广东话。
That's a picture, a small picture of what it will be like with God.
这个就是给我们一个图画里面想象到我们跟神的时候这状况就是如此。
I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if we'll all miraculously understand each other's language. I don't know if there'll be one language that we use. I don't know if we'll just read each other's minds. But somehow, everyone from every nation, from every language, will be together as one, praising and worshiping God.
我也不知道到时候我们在乐园里面所看到的从各方各地来的敬拜神的人，他们是不是用一种语言呢，或者是各种语言，或者怎么样语言的去沟通。
And we'll be together with all believers from around the world from all time. That's a wonderful thing.
我们能够在参与从各方各族各国来的民族一起来敬拜的话，是一个很奇妙的事情。
You want to meet one of the early Christians from China 80 or 90 years ago? You'll be able to do it once we're all together in paradise.
在乐园里面，你想见一位九十八十年以前的从中国来的基督徒，你认识的我，到时候大家都可以见到，那这是非常好的事情。
Or if you want to meet one of the early pilgrim missionaries in America, reaching out to the Native Americans, you'll be able to do it.
也是早期的基督徒，有朝圣者，假如在这个美国的地方他们传道的，这些传道人，你也可以这样子做。
And we'll all be praising God together.
我们一起来赞美我们的神。
Revelation 7:14-17. I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
启示录里面第七章十四到十七节，我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了，所以他们在神宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。做宝座的又用帐幕覆庇他们，他们不再饥，不再喝，日头和年月也不必伤害他们。”因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
So in paradise, all believers from all places for all time will be together giving praise and worship to God.
所以在乐园里面，各奉各族各民人一起来就赞美我们的神。
He will be our light.
他就是我们的光。
The Good Shepherd, Jesus, will be there to comfort us, to lead us to springs of living water.
这位牧羊人耶稣基督，他会带领我们，牧养我们，领我们到生命水的泉源。
There will be no more tears, no more suffering, and he will comfort us.
再没有眼泪，再没有痛苦，他会安慰我们。
And in paradise, we will be filled with joy because we will be with God.
在乐园里面，我们充满喜乐，因为我们跟神同在。
And again, what we're doing here on earth is just a dress rehearsal. It's practice for what is to come.
在这，我们在世上所做侍奉呢，只是一个预演而已。在天上怎么敬拜神
？So are we practicing these things?
为什么我们有预言呢?
Are we practicing giving our praise to God?
我们叫预言是将我们的赞美给我们的神。
Are we worshiping Him with all our hearts?
我们是不是用心的敬拜他呢?
Are we coming to God and saying, Lord, I want to serve you?
是不是我们来到神的面前说, 神啊, 主啊, 我要侍奉你。
Not serve me, I want to serve you.
不是服侍我。来是服侍主。
Are we showing God's comfort and love through our lives to others around us?
在我们一生之中，是不是用主的爱来到爱到别人呢？
Are we doing our best to encourage, to love, to wipe away other people's tears?
我们有没有用我们的爱，用我们的关怀去将别人的眼泪擦干？
And are we living our lives?Filled with joy.
我们生命是不是充满了喜乐?
Again, if we allow ourselves to just think about what's happening here, it's easy to be discouraged.
假如你说在座当中一起想着我们熟悉的一件事情的话，我们很容易被那个有这个挫折。
By remembering the hope and the promise.Of the paradise to come, then we can truly be filled with God's joy.
但是我们记得在乐园里面我们有个盼望，那么我们心里面永远的充满了喜乐。
We need to keep a balance. We do need to be concerned about the things that happen here, but while we're doing that, we need to remember what is waiting for us in the future.
我们也走一个中庸境里面，在世上我们也有。比如事情要纪念，但是我们要在乐园里面那个盼望，我们是要记住的。
And it's that's the greatest encouragement of all.
这个是对我们最大的鼓励。
Thank you.
谢谢。